you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
A warmer friendly hello. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the Beeson Family Podcast. A podcast that today is brought to you by Prop 27 and DraftKings. Prop 27 doing everything that they can to get Californians online and sports betting, much like over half the country is able to. The good people out there in cities like Chicago, New York, obviously where I'm at, lovely Las Vegas, list goes on and on. They're able to bet online. Meanwhile, Californians, they've been stuck out in the cold for many years, so Prop 27 working to resolve that. And well, in the final segment, we're not going to be able to resolve any bankroll issues because there's no games that are going to be going on for Monday, but I'm going to be taking a little bit of a look forward at the divisional series, and we're also going to be welcoming on, in segment number two, a great guest, John Jansen. He does terrific work over there at Fox Sports Philadelphia, the Gambler. We're going to be obviously talking quite a bit with him about the Braves versus Mets series, but going to be chatting with him about if he expects to see quite a bit of chalk in this series, as we did not see a lot of that in the wild card round. Only one favorite in the Guardians, they were able to get the job done, but we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be taking a look at which team might be on the most slash least upset alert as well, so we're going to be hitting upon that. And then in the final segment, just going to give you guys a little bit of an overview when it comes to the divisional series. Now, I did do that prior to the Padres being able to clinch against the New York Mets, but sort of had a similar outlook on both of these teams, but at the very least, we could say that the Padres certainly are not collapsing. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one or two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, at GNet_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, name does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. The other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated from there. You're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast. Five that five serve you. This is going to be a relatively brief first segment because we're just going to take a look back at the Padres completely bumbling and bunking the New York Mets. So let's dive in right about now.
Games from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the rowdy recap.
6-0 is all about the San Diego Padres in this game as Joe Musgrove was electric and got a nice ear massage out there as well. 7 scoreless innings. From there, Robert Suarez, Josh Hader, a scoreless inning. The Mets, they generated one hit in this game. It was just not pretty. And for Chris Bassett, he didn't allow a lot of contact. He just lacked command. The walks that he gave up in the second inning leading to a pair of runs that are him and then David Peterson, great name. Would have liked to have had him deliver a little bit of a better appearance here. He gives up a run in an inning. From there, Drew Smith gives a scoreless inning. Seth Lugo gets a pair of outs out of the bullpen. And then Michael Givens, he gives up a pair of runs while getting just an out out of the bullpen. Edwin Diaz did allow the inherited runners to score as they still played the trumpets for him in the eighth inning, despite them being down 4-0. Before Trevor May was able to get out of the ninth inning unscathed. So the under does hit in this one. And overall for the wild card round, the under did go 5-4. So a little bit of an edge there. And underdogs, they were able to do a very solid job all throughout the wild card round as they went a combined 6-3 overall. And certainly the road teams, they were able to feast as three out of the four teams that had hit the road for the wild card series. They were able to get it done. So that's what we saw from a relatively brief Sunday in Major League Baseball. Now let's take a look forward to these divisional round series of the playoffs with our good friend John Jansen of Fox Sports Philadelphia, the Gambler, next here on the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And it is great to be joined by our guest as John Jansen does great work over there at Fox Sports Philadelphia, the Gambler. On top of that, he does a good job of reviewing some video games as well. This is a man that is very well-rounded, as I know that he does a great job when it comes to taking a look at things on an NFL Sunday as well. So he's got all the boxes checked, and being him out there in the great state of Pennsylvania, he is, I'm sure, enjoying what the Eagles are doing this year as well. As to be able to follow John on Twitter, that is at JJansen34 altogether. And John, it is a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. A pretty good weekend in Philly. Eagles doing well, obviously, but the Phillies winning a postseason series for the first time in what feels like forever. And the Philadelphia doing very well, clinched the first seed over the weekend. So very good weekend here in Philadelphia sports.
Absolutely. And when it came to the series sweep that we saw from the Philadelphia Phillies, I think the biggest surprise for me is that they held the St. Louis Cardinals to 2 runs. I recognize that it's been a feast or famine, St. Louis Cardinals offense, but that's what really stood out to me. On top of that, Bryce Harper, who, I mean, let's call what it is, since coming off the injured list, he has not been Bryce Harper. He really had that big hit in game number 2 as well, and I think that those are both very good signs for the Philadelphia Phillies going into a series that, yeah, they probably do deserve to be the underdog against the Atlanta Braves, but certainly a very good sign of life for them.
Yeah, very good. There's always going to be some concerns about the lineup because guys like Reese Hoskins really need to see him going. Look, Philly's win-loss record, when he hits a home run in a game, I mean, very clearly, they win a lot when he does well and when he hits home runs, and he hasn't been. So that's a concern because he's the one that kind of gets this going a bit, but to see Bryce Harper put one in the stands was great. But what's good to see, because you're right, the Cardinals have been feast or famine, but there's been a lot of emphasis put on the Phillies' 2 starters, Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola. We're seeing good stats, good numbers, but they're not winning those games. They won both of them. in the postseason against the Cardinals in that series. They won both games, and both pitchers pitched phenomenally. That's the one advantage that they have, and it hasn't felt like an advantage throughout the regular season, and for those guys for it feels like the past two seasons. That feels like now an advantage. It feels like an advantage that they have two pitchers that may be better than most pitchers in any starting rotation. I know the Braves have a good one, Dodgers have a good one, but Buehler and Nola, I mean, they're the kind of ace in the hole for the Phillies, and for them to win those games and to be that good during those games, that's something that I was impressed by. And look, it's going to be tough to beat the Braves, but if those two are pitching like that, that's obviously giving them some little bit of an edge in that series in which they normally wouldn't have any edges.
Now, I do think that it is also big that they won that in two games as well, because the Game 3 starter was most likely going to be Ranger Suarez. And, well, if the Phillies had to come up with a number 4 starter, that would have been a little bit of an issue, because, as we know, guys like Noah Thor Syndergaard, Kyle Gibson, Bailey Falter, those are not guys that you want to be going to in a postseason start. I'm sure that you aren't going to disagree with me on that, but you got to figure that in Game 1. It is going to be Ranger Suarez, someone who's been a little bit, shall we say, hot and cold throughout the season. But I do take a look at what he's been able to do ever since the All-Star break, and it's been relatively rock solid, about a 2.95 ERA. And what I do think is striking about this spot is that, honestly, it's probably better that Ranger Suarez is going in Game 1 and or Game 2, because he's actually been significantly better on the road than he has been at home. I'm not sure if you've observed this and you've got any reason why, but I've always found that to be very interesting, and I do think that winning that series in two games gives the Phillies much more of a puncher's chance than if that went to a third game and Ranger Suarez would have had to be burnt up.
It's great, and it's not a lot of pressure on him. I know it's Game 1, so there's always going to be pressure, and every postseason game does, but you know, to get rid of the elimination game kind of pressure, I think helps Ranger Suarez. He's been great since July, and he had one bad start, and that was against Houston, but that's also the day after they clinched, and I don't think anybody was up for that game. The Phillies had no hit and one by Houston, a combo hitter, lasted into the ninth inning. But other than that, he's been great, and you know, any questions about him, you know, being the third starter for the Phillies, should he get the third start? He's been the guy, he's been incredible, but he's a ground ball pitcher. You know, he's a one-way type of pitcher. He's not going to be a guy that's going to strike out anyone, miss a lot of bats. He's a ground ball, pitch to contact type of pitcher, and obviously sometimes that's going to bode well for you, and sometimes your defense messes up, you give up some unlucky hits, or some of those hits end up becoming harder contact and end up leaving the ballpark. So Ranger Suarez, he's been great. And he does what he does extremely well in being that ground ball pitcher. And I think it can work against the Braves. So you're right in that, you know, I don't know what the road splits mean, but he is pitching better on the road. So that's obviously a plus. I think it's a plus. It's not an elimination game, so there's not as much pressure on him. But I really love what Suarez has done for the Phillies pretty much since last season. I know we didn't start off well, but this guy to me has been one of their best pitchers, and I think he's been pitching extremely well down the stretch, and I think he's a pretty good matchup for this Braves lineup as well, which he's done pretty well against.
Yep, he has done well against the Braves, and so has also Zach Wheeler. Wheeler, I know that he had a 1.60 ERA in 5 starts against the Atlanta Braves this season, more like a 2.70 this season. So you take the two, right around about a 2.20, 2.25-ish ERA against the Atlanta Braves over the last two seasons, and I really think that that is going to be the must-win start that the Philadelphia Phillies are going to have. As joining me on the podcast, we do have John Jansen of Fox Sports Philadelphia, the Gambler, because with Zach Wheeler, got to figure with how everything shook out that he's most likely going to be the Game 2 starter. And for Zach Wheeler, he has been a little bit more shaky on the road than at home. We were talking about the exact opposite with Ranger Suarez, but I do think that it's going to be very big if Zach Wheeler is able to come up with a massive start against the Atlanta Braves. Like I said, I'm currently thinking in Game 2, just because I do take a look at the Atlanta Braves, and they've had the number of the Philadelphia Phillies a little bit in the month of September. These two teams hooked up, I believe it was 7 times. I think that the Atlanta Braves took all but 2 of those games. So I do think that with Zach Wheeler's prior success against the Atlanta Braves, that's going to be massive, because on top of that, something that I did reference a little bit earlier is I just still don't have a lot of faith in this Philadelphia Phillies bullpen, despite the fact that they were able to get the job done against the St. Louis Cardinals. So I think that that would make the pitching advantage all the bigger.
Yeah, and the bullpen's interesting. Eklund's been kind of their guy, you know, because Sir Anthony Dominguez obviously has been the closer, and he pitched well against St. Louis, but he's been kind of struggling since he came back from the injury and didn't look good in the month of September. But enter in Zach Eflin, sort of the Brett Myers of this team, right? From over about 15 years ago in 2007, when Brett Myers, starting pitcher, all of a sudden became their closer, became their best bullpen guy, and he helped them clinch an NLE spot, and they didn't win a playoff series that one, but it was a difference maker. I don't know if that's going to continue to work against the Braves, because the Braves obviously sort of a different beast than the Cardinals offensively. Cardinals had those two great players, but they were kind of struggling going into that, and Braves were just all around a better team. But Zach Eflin to me is kind of that wild card of he can really change this series if he can pitch as well as he has in the bullpen, because he's one that can give them 2 to 3 innings and he can give the bullpen rest in one of those games where he has to do kind of all the work and you're saving about 2 or 3 arms pitching and out of that bullpen for a game and you can use them in another one. You know, so Zach Eflin to me is the wild card. Jose Alvarado had, you know, one bad game, but I think he's been great. But overall, yeah, the bullpen I have some concerns about, especially with Sir Anthony Dominguez, because I think he's had some issues in the month of September that have kind of worried me. But Zach Eflin is just out of nowhere and unexpected has just become the savior of this bullpen. And if he can continue that, that's just somebody that has a lot of versatility in that spot that you don't really get from a lot of relievers. And as we know, Greg, you know, relievers take on a different role. They're going to eat up more innings than they would in the regular season. And if you have somebody like that, like Eflin, that is capable of it, I think that's a really good guy to have in the bullpen.
No question about it. And with Zach Eflin, just being able to have him healthy as well, I do think that that is massive. And being able to go to a guy that, as we know, sometimes you have blow-up starts in the postseason, and these managers, they've got a much quicker hook. Being able to have a guy that can come in, fill like 3-4 innings on a dime if absolutely needed, that is going to be big for them as well. And I would have to think that perhaps someone like a Noah Thor Syndergaard as well, assuming that he's on the roster, that would be someone that perhaps you could go to. I don't know if you necessarily want Kyle Gibson out there. Yeah, he has not treated me very well.
Yeah, if he's in season. Any game, even out of the bullpen, the game's over. If Kyle Gibson is on the mound, just know that that game is over.
Yeah, it feels like the folks out there in the great city of Philadelphia feel the same way that I do, that Kyle Gibson probably should not be throwing any innings in a Philadelphia Phillies uniform anymore. So good to see that we are on the same page there. As you're to be on the podcast, we do have John Jansen. And I do think that whoever wins this series is most likely going to be going up against the LA Dodgers as we're doing this. We are unsure if it's going to be the Mets or the San Diego Padres, as that game 3 is going on as we record this. But I just take a look at things right now, and with regards to all these divisional series, the series that I would probably be the most surprised by if we do see an upset, that would be the Astros versus the Seattle Mariners, because that's another divisional matchup, much like we saw with the Atlanta Braves and the Phillies. And if you think that the Phillies have been getting manhandled by the Atlanta Braves this season, just look at the track record of the Seattle Mariners against the Houston Astros. I think that that's just a textbook bad matchup for them. But I do take a look at whoever would be able to come out against the Padres and the Mets series, and whoever does, they're going to have to throw their number 4 starter against a Dodgers team that has won 111 games. And when it comes to both of those teams, I just don't think that they stack up with LA. I'm not sure if you've got any sort of a different opinion, but I do think that we're on a collision course for either Phillies or Braves versus the Dodgers in the NLCS.
Yeah, it's going to be the Dodgers. And wasn't that kind of really clear through every kind of wild card series? Is that, like, there is a pretty big gap between teams that we know are great, like the Dodgers and the Braves and the Astros. And I hate to leave the Yankees out of it, but, you know, the Yankees have kind of been that way too. But even the Mets, you know, they won 101 games, but we knew they didn't look like the way they did all season long. And they're struggling against the Padres. We knew the Padres weren't really that good, even though they're getting more out of their starting pitching than I thought. But they're kind of having this odd series against the Mets, and the Mets don't even look that good. The Phillies beat the Cardinals. We knew the Cardinals are good, but, you know, the Phillies really weren't that great, and the Cardinals were struggling going into that series. It feels like there really is such a big gap between every team that was in the wild card series and those that are waiting for them in the division series. And I feel like we're going to see that. I give the Phillies a chance against the Braves because I, more than anyone, have been kind of like leading the bandwagon of like, this Phillies team has a lot of talent and you can't count them out. But the Braves are just that good. And the Dodgers, as you mentioned, I don't know how there's a way the Mets or the Padres can keep up with whatever they throw at them, because the Dodgers starting rotation, no matter what injuries thrown their way, they just seem to have another guy to step up. Their bullpen's been good. Their lineup's fantastic. You know, there's a clear gap. I don't think there's any team that can beat the Dodgers, and I don't think the Phillies are going to be able to beat the Braves. I think they can kind of give them a series. I think that's been very clear to me throughout the wild card series is those teams are in the wild card series for a reason, and their division opponents are going to be extremely difficult to beat. And I'm not sure which ones can do that.
Yep, and if I'm looking at one upset that I would be taking a look at for the divisional series, what I could see is the Cleveland Guardians, just with the Guardians, they've been doing an amazing job with their bullpen pitching. The man that I expect them to have in game one, Cal Quantrill, the team is 16-1 in its last 17 starts. I do understand that there's probably going to be a little bit of regression to that, especially because the start of 2023 he's been pitching above his skis just a tad, but it's been so impressive what this Guardians team has been able to do. And I think that they're really the one team out of the four teams that are going to be coming out of the wild card that I could see making it to that championship series.
I'm with you. Cleveland's kind of got that like young spunk, I guess, of like this team that really shouldn't have been there, but they've had this kind of dream season and Stephen Kwom doing well and Ramirez having a great year, you know, and Shane Bieber, you know, getting healthy and looking as good as he has, but just a lot of young batters that have really been a spark for that team. And they're a lot of fun to watch too. So Cleveland would be the one. If I were to say if there was another upset, it would be the Phillies over the Braves, you know, and I've been kind of harping on that, but and I know that I'm maybe higher than the Phillies on most, and I get why that may be wrong. But I think if there are two teams that I'm pointing at that just kind of have this either good combination of young players and with a great player like Jose Ramirez, like Cleveland does, and even the Phillies, a lot of guys that just haven't had the ability to showcase their skills on a postseason stage. I think those two teams and against the opponents, because the Phillies have, I know they got swept by the Braves, but they were competitive against them. Not great, but competitive, at least more than they were against the Mets. And Cleveland can be very competitive against the Yankees. So those are the two series I'm looking at. I'm with you, the Mariners. I just don't see a path for them to beat the Astros. There's just too much firepower there. And the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. And whoever they take on the Padres or the Mets, they're not firing on all cylinders, I guess is the way to put it. You know, however good the Padres starting rotation is, the lineup's just not as good as we thought it was. And the Mets, the starting rotation is just not looking great. Either team that faces the Dodgers, I don't think they have a chance, but I'm with you. To me, it's the Guardians. They just got this like great young roster that seems hungry and really energetic and talented overall.
I do as well. This Guardians team has been growing on me more and more, and in an American League where it feels like it's the Astros and then the number two team, you let me know who it is, because I feel like you could go back and forth with pretty much every other team that is remaining. I do think that that leaves things open for them. I don't think that they'd be able to pull it off against the Astros, but could see an upset in the divisional round. And John, I know that you're doing a great job of taking a look at all this baseball action, but on top of that, I know you're doing a great job taking a look at everything in the NFL. And my goodness, the Philadelphia 76ers season is beginning within the next few days. You're going to be a busy man relatively soon. I'm sure that you're going to have thoughts on them and so much more. And I do know that you do a great job over there with Fox Sports Philadelphia, the Gambler. So let the good people at home know they can get all of your work and follow you on social media and other platforms.
Yeah, look, the Sixers coming up and another great team. And then like the Flyers, I guess we have to, you know, bring up every once in a while too. So everything's good in Philadelphia except them, but we can exclude them. But you can follow me at JJansen34 on Twitter. Also follow us at FoxPHLGambler on Twitter, FoxPHLGambler.com. That's where you can check out the live stream. Also check out the podcast and also the iHeartRadio app, which your listeners are very familiar with. So go there, search up The Gambler, and you will see us on there. So plenty of ways to check us out. Also, RP Gamers, where I do reviews, have a new one up there that people can check out. But definitely check out Fox Sports The Gambler on the iHeartRadio app, and also follow me at JJansen34.
And John, doing an amazing job taking a look at a little bit of everything. NFL, NBA, the MLB, he covers it all over there at Fox Sports Philadelphia Gambler. Always a pleasure to be up, getting him aboard. Big thanks to John for joining me on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN family of podcasts. Coming up next, unfortunately, no games for Monday, but I'm going to give you guys a little bit of an overview as to what I'm expecting from these divisional series.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. It is always a pleasure to get John Jansen of Fox Sports Philadelphia, the Gambler, aboard. He does amazing work taking a look at all things Philadelphia sports and how to be able to make you some money out there in the northeast part of the country. Now, since we don't have any games for Monday, let's just take a look at some of these divisional series prices that we've got as of now. Now, because of the Greg Peterson experience, which happens from 9 to midnight Pacific, midnight to 3 a.m. Eastern, I have to record this before we know exactly who's going to be coming out of that Mets versus Padres series. But that said, regardless of who is able to come out, I do think that the Dodgers would be able to win that series. I just think that it's going to be a Braves versus Dodgers NLCS. And then likewise, I do think that we're going to get the Yankees and the Astros in the ALCS. But that said, if I'm taking a look at prices right now, because the three series that are set, Phillies are plus 155 against the Braves, who are minus 180, minus 210 on the Yankees versus the Guardians, who are plus 165 and plus 185 on Seattle versus minus 215 on the Astros. If I'm looking anywhere, I would be taking a look at the Guardians to be able to win that series. And again, I just think that you're going to be able to get better money if you just do, instead of any sort of a future right now, instead of betting any of these series prices, just betting it game to game. Because if the Cleveland Guardians win that series, they're going to be an underdog in every single game against the New York Yankees. You just put down a unit on every single game like you would in the case of this Guardians versus Yankees series, and you're going to be able to get significantly more bang for your buck. So I just really don't think that you're in a situation where there's a lot of value to be had, whether you're taking a look at World Series futures, because that would be when you'd be taking a look at the series prices. And instead of putting your one unit on, say, the Houston Astros, who are down to plus 380 to win the World Series, instead you put your one unit on the Astros right now, DraftKings minus 215. I'm sure that you've got a couple other better prices to be able to win this series out there as well. And then you just roll it over and roll it over until either A, you bust out, B, you want to walk away from the table with your winnings, or C, you're able to win the whole enchilada with that. I just think that you're going to be able to get significantly better value taking a look at that sort of thing. And when it comes down to it as well, I do think that with these favorites, I do think that it is going to be relatively chalky. Like, I just still am hard-pressed to think that we don't get the two favorites to be able to come out of this, because keep in mind, for either the New York Mets or the San Diego Padres, whichever those teams win, they aren't going to be able to throw their ace in game one. They've had to utilize all of their arms. When it comes to the Guardians, they certainly can't throw Shane Bieber until at the very earliest game two now, because they won in two games. Cal Quantrill should be available. And for the Mariners, typically George Kirby would be that number three starter for the team, but he had to come out of the bullpen, so you got to figure that that knocks him out for game number one. I am doing this as we don't have starting pitchers currently listed for Tuesday's games, or else I would try to give you a little bit there. That's why I'm keeping it a little bit more broad in this final segment. So sort of one plays into the other, but for the Mariners, that does hurt them a little bit. Certainly, I would not think that they'd be throwing Marco Gonzalez in game number one, and if they are throwing Marco Gonzalez, well, it's a game that is just totally wasted. You got to figure that that's going to be Logan Gilbert, but Logan Gilbert against Justin Verlander, that is going to be a quite hefty price. And on top of that, the one underdog that I do think has a little bit of value perhaps in this series, that would be the Guardians. they do have to go up against Gerrit Cole in game number one, and it's a Yankees team that the big thing with them towards back half of the season was that they were just all sorts of banged up. They get extra rest with not having to play in that wild card round, which I thought was very important for them as well. So I do think that they are going to be the beneficiaries of that, though. Certainly, I do think that it is going to be a little bit tougher for them to get by this Guardians team than it might have been even just a little bit earlier this season. I still recall when these two teams went at it in very early July. That was a series that the Guardians, I believe, took the final game of. That was in like July 3rd. I remember Tristan McKenzie throwing a good game in that one. Yankees were able to power their way to victory in a doubleheader in that first go-around, but the Yankees offense since early July just has not been the same. Perhaps getting a couple days off, Giancarlo Stanton, DJ LeMahieu and company, they have not been healthy throughout the season. That is going to be very important, and that's something that I did talk about on this podcast yesterday with Danny Vietti, them just being able to get up to full force. You could tell that Yordan Alvarez was a little bit banged up towards the second half of the season. On the flip side for the Astros, that's going to be able to help them out. Now with the Dodgers, they have been dealing with some ailments in terms of the pitching staff, like Walker Buehler's done for the year and what have you, but they just seem to grow arms on trees at this point. And for the Philadelphia Phillies, you got to have some big question marks when it comes to the bullpen as well. Now, with the Phillies, I do think that there is going to be chances for them to be able to steal games in this series against the Atlanta Braves. These two teams certainly do have very good familiarity. Like, Aaron Nola has been just terrific all season long when he has been on the road. Ironically enough, he's been a little bit worse at home, and you got to figure that thing's set up for him to actually pitch at home. That's actually a little bit of an ailment, in my opinion, and he's had his issues against the Atlanta Braves, a 3.67 ERA, and every team has their little bit of a bugaboo team for the Mets. It ironically was the Atlanta Braves, which I'd be fascinating if they do face off against one another in the postseason. And for the Phillies, I would say everyone except Zach Wheeler has their issues against him. Wheeler in five starts against Atlanta last year, a 1.60 ERA. This season, a 2.70 ERA against the Atlanta Braves, and I believe five starts as well. But also, you do take a look at that bullpen, and that is currently a big, giant issue. Someone like a Ranger Suarez, when he has went up against the Atlanta Braves, has been okay, but still, he's been a little bit touch and go himself. So we shall see how that turns out. I do think that you've got yourself some relatively solid series, and I do think that betting game to game, there is going to be a lot of value, because I really don't think that there's a lot when it comes to these underdogs. Like I said, if I were to take a look at one that I think could be able to steal the series, I do think that it is the Guardians, because even with the added rest, I do think that there's still question marks when it comes to this Yankees lineup, and it is a Yankees lineup that they very much rely upon the deep ball. It is now early to mid-October on the northeast part of the country. It is cooling down. It's going to be temperatures in the 50s most likely throughout the week. So those balls that were flying out in June, July, they might not be right now, but hopefully we're going to get your bankroll flying up and up and up this postseason. That is the goal here on the Baseball Betting Show. And if you ever have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @unit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. And the other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via the 5-star review. A big thanks to John Jansen of Fox Sports Philadelphia, the Gambler, for joining me in the last segment. I'm coming at you guys every single day throughout the baseball season on this podcast, which means I'm coming at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by.
Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.